Hello everyone, you are welcome to Nigeria Daily. My name is Bilqis Ahmed. Britain has lost her longest serving monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, on Thursday, 8th of September 2002. Since then, it has been one activity to another, while government and people around the world have been sending tributes and condolences to the British monarchy. Nigeria Daily today looks at the changes that follows the Queen's death as well as their impacts and costs. Queen Elizabeth II reigned for 70 years on the British throne since the death of her father, King George VI, in 1952. Since then, she was the only queen not only in Britain, but also Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and other Commonwealth countries. With her demise, some necessary changes are bound to take place, first of which is the immediate assumption of her son, Charles Philip III, on the throne as the king, and other subsequent changes. A United Kingdom resident tells Nigeria Daily how the atmosphere since the announcement of the Queen's death is, what and what will change, and all that.
My name is Yusuf Tukur Ilo, and I am a lecturer at the Usman Nkodo University in Sokoto. I have recently completed my PhD sometime last year at the University of Bradford here in the UK, and I currently work on a research project as a senior research associate working on digital transformation of large established organizations in the United Kingdom. First of all, I would like to say that about the news of her death came to some as a shock, while as for others, it was like already predicted, especially since it was disclosed by the royal family that the doctors were highly concerned about the Queen's health. Since then, a lot of people were having sort of mixed conclusions about her fate. Others predicted that that was the end of it. Some were even suspecting that she had already passed away, just that they wanted to be sure if they could sort of resuscitate her. Mm-hmm. And when that failed, that's when eventually it was formally, you know, announced. So it came to people, some as a shock, while some just like normal. Besides, she lived for up to close to 100 years. Mm. So it's always expected that she will pass away soon, quite frankly. So when the news broke out, you know, there were sort of very immediate changes, some scheduled, you know, activities that were postponed, and things like billboards, like this electronic phone booth, have all changed their displays to the Queen's portrait. Everywhere you pass through, where you see electronic billboards or any electronic stand or phone booth, it's displaying the Queen's picture and, of course, the years she lived her life. And most broadcast stations, such as the ITV and the BBC, almost changed the schedule of their programs to the coverage of the Queen's death. So every channel you turn to, they were mainly talking about the Queen's passing away and what next to expect, talking about activating the Operation London Bridge, because normally that's what it's called name. When the Queen or the King passes away, then it's like the London Bridge has fallen. So that was just sort of the dominant topic of discussion across the country.
Okay. So this is the Queen that has served 7 decades. So many people born during her reign knew her and are familiar with the images and signs and symbols carrying all her images. Do you think people will be happy with the changes if it will occur soon?
Yeah, definitely. For a status quo of up to 70 years, you know, the changes are not going to, you know, come that easy. But there are actually mixed reactions to the changes. While others sort of share with the family in, you know, grief, others see that as an opportunity to sort of push their agitations further in order to be able to sort of set themselves free, I will say. I'm not sure if that's the right phrase to use, and sort of reduce the influence of the monarchy system, if I will say. So from, exactly from what is obtainable, there are many things that have to change, definitely. For example, the royal stamps. Most of the time, the stamps carry a queen's portrait. So definitely that will have to change because she's no longer the queen. It will have to bear the portrait of the new king. So all of, you know, things that bear her own pictures will have to be placed. Some could be straight away. There are others that will happen in phases, for example. And of course, there are flags that are the symbol of the queen herself. There are even some flags that have her name coded on the flags, which means definitely it will have to change because she's no longer the queen and therefore will not bear her name. Also, you have the bank notes and the coins. Of course, national anthem as well is something that will change because in the national anthem, they have where they sing God Save Our Queen, or Our Gracious Queen. So now they no longer have the queen, it's the king. So definitely it will have to be replaced to something like the king. So also in the way they say their prayers, it's also to do with the pronoun used for the queen and the king. The noun king, queen, different. So queen has to be replaced with a king. And where they say replenish her with the grace of whatever, so it will have to be replenish him because it's a man now, not a woman. Also, the military, the royal arms, as they say, I'm a lion and a unicorn, which mainly unicorn is more symbolic of the feminine gender. So that could be replaced with something to do with masculine, but it's up to the decision of the new king. If he feels that he wants to preserve that, then it's perfectly okay. It's something that's vested in him, you know, the powers to do that. Pledges of allegiance, because people pay allegiance to the queen, now the allegiance will be to the king. And of course, there will be changes in the way the Commonwealth has been run. Because, she has been there for several decades, so she had her ways of handling them probably due to her age. She was able to unify, you know, the member states and bring them together. And now it's a different, you know, situation. So there could be that sustained cooperation and bilateral understanding and mutual respect. And, you know, there could also be, you know, some challenges, especially with the, I mean, new king. So those are the kind of changes that will happen.
That was Dr. Yusuf Tukur, a lecturer at the Usman Danfodio University, Sokoto, and a senior research associate on digital transformation in the United Kingdom. What will be the cost and effect of these changes on British citizens and the economy? We will find out after the break. Please stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify and TuneIn Radio.
You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are talking about the changes that the British Queen's death will bring, their cost and the effects on the citizens and the economy. Here is Dr. Yusuf Tukur again.
The most important changes that people foresee is the change in the currencies, the legal tender, the coins and the notes. Definitely, it has to be replaced. But how soon? That depends on the Bank of England. There are fears that people are afraid that the changes might take effect soon, but the bank has assured citizens that that's not going to happen immediately. It's going to be in phases and gradually. Because right now, there are close to 5 billion notes of pound sterling in circulation. Just the notes, 5 billion, nearly about 27 billion coins from a penny up to the £1 and £2. Collectively, if you gather all the coins, they are nearly 27 billion pieces. And the notes amount to nearly £80 billion.
Mm.
So you see, all of those have to be phased out.
Wow.
But the Bank of England has assured people that it will be gradual, because I think it is King George, when he passed away, the changes took place in just 16 months.
Wow.
So you see, 16 months is barely a year and a half, which is not even up to 2 years. And the average amount of time currencies remain in circulation, that is with the people, is about 113 months. You're talking about 10 years also. Mm. So imagine a currency being minted and just replaced in a span of 2 years. That's a lot of cost to the taxpayers.
Oh.
People pay their taxes for governments to be run, and they just find themselves sponsoring the reprinting of currencies because of the circumstance, which is a natural occurrence and has been happening every day. So people are not naturally happy with that, about changing the currency immediately, because it is going to be at the expense of the taxpayers.
Mm.
They pay taxes for them to have better lives and governments run in their favor, and just to find themselves sponsoring printing of currencies because of an event which is a natural occurrence and has been happening every day, because people pass away every day. But this time around, it's the Queen.
Mm.
And of course, due to her status, her death is just like every other death, but the way that it's been made to sort of already be a national event, which rightly so, but people will not be happy to take that further, despite the amounts that will be spent in the funeral process.
Do you think this will affect the economy of England if all these changes take place?
Definitely. There are those that will have significant effect, and others will have just negligible effect. The effect will not be felt. Why? Because if you take tax, for instance, it's to the government, it's not like a huge, it's not a big deal to reproduce flags. Besides, it's not every flag mounted in the UK that's been sponsored by the government.
Mm.
There are private companies that the flags themselves, because they need to have it, they operate in the country, they just mount the flags. So it's them that make their own flags. They only wait for the government to release the changes that are there, and then it just takes up. The stamps as well, the government could release a new stamp, but probably it could be Royal Mail or that could make certain stamps, because it's a bit, and people will buy the stamps. So it's something that people's money get directly involved in it, or much of people's money.
Okay. When you
talk about the currency, £80 billion, just for the notes, that's a huge amount of money, and I'll be happy with that. That's why the Bank of England says it's going to happen in phases.
Mm.
The process of recall and replacement of the currency that prints pictures will take place over several years, but they have not been specific. They have not disclosed in how many years they plan to carry out.
Some are saying it will reach about 2 years.
It was what happened previously.
Mm.
It could take more than 2 years. Of course, happening in 2 years will not go well with the citizens.
Mm.
People will be opposed to that. So I believe they are particularly cautious.
Mm.
And that's why they have not disclosed that yet. And probably people are not asking those questions because of the funeral that's taking place right now.
Mm.
Probably after the funeral, they start to ask those questions. But what the bank has done is to reassure the citizens that the notes will remain as legal tender.
Okay.
Because normally, if they fix a date to replace, you have to go and deposit those monies to get new ones. Twice. If they are no longer legal tender, you'll not be able to use the money.
On that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a very big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. And if you are in Jos, you can listen on Unity FM, Jos, Plateau State. You can also listen on 90.1 Badegi Radio. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram @daily_trust and on Facebook @dailytrust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 091-389-33390. My name is Bilkis Ahmed. Bye for now.